New Delhi. The outlay for Prime Minister Awas Yojana, PMAY, has been enhanced by 66% to over 79,000 crore rupees, announced Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman while presenting the Union Budget 2023-24 in Parliament on February 1. This is a significant increase considering Sitharaman, in the Budget 2022-23, had proposed an allocation of 48,000 crore rupees for the Housing for All initiative of the government. This year's budget is significant, being the last full budget of Modi government's second tenure, as the general elections are scheduled for next year. The government, last year, had promised that 80 lakh houses will be completed for the identified eligible rural and urban beneficiaries of PMAY. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget 2023-24 in the Parliament on February 1. The Finance Minister announced that the government proposes to increase capital expenditure outlay by 33% to 10 lakh rupees crore in 2023-24, which would be 3.3% of the GDP, said Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. This overall outlay would be 3.3% of GDP, almost three times the outlay made in 2019-20. With the substantial increase, it is central to the government's efforts to enhance growth potential and job creation, the crowd in private investments, and provides a cushion against global headwinds, Sitharaman said in her budget speech. For the agriculture sector, which is said to be the backbone of Indian economy, the government has proposed to increase the credit target to 20 lakh rupees crore with a focus on animal husbandry, dairy and fisheries. The country's agriculture sector has been growing at an average annual growth rate of 4.6% in the last 6 years, Sitharaman told Parliament. The government will also launch a sub-scheme of the existing PM Matsya scheme to improve value chain efficiencies, she said. Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Urban, PMAYU, a flagship mission of Government of India launched in 2015, is being implemented by Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, MOHA, aims to provide housing for all, including the slum dwellers. According to government data, out of the overall target of 2.95 crore houses, a target of 2.92 crore houses had been allocated to states, union territories, UTs, out of which 2.49 crore houses have been sanctioned to beneficiaries by various states, UTs, and 2.10 crore houses have been completed as on December 7, 2022. The economic survey, tabled in the Parliament on January 31, noted India's GDP is expected to grow in the range of 6-6.8% in the coming financial year 2023-24. This is in comparison to the estimated 7% this fiscal and 8.7% in 2021-22. With inputs from ANI.